ಬದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ಧಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈ ಜಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಶಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೋ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಏತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಶುದ್ಧ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಚಿಂತಾಮಣಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. So, we'll do a quick recap. So, he says, Maharaj describes that pure devotion cannot be awakened by any material means. Bhaktya sanjataya bhakti, only bhakti can. And the only qualification for pure devotion is faith. Faith in pure devotional service. And faith means faith of four things that we discussed. Faith in the association of Vaishnavas, faith in the books, faith in the parampara, and faith in the process. These four constitute faith. And one can get this faith only by the association of Vaishnavas. Mahat Kripa, Mahat Seva, Agyat Sukriti, and Shraddha. That's how one develops. Okay. So, and then he says that, although unwanted desires may remain in the presence of pure faith, devotees should not neglect to root them out. So one may not have anya abhilasha, but one may have other anarthas. While that does not disqualify him from practicing pure devotional service, the presence of anarthas, but one should consciously try to root those anarthas out. There must be a conscious effort to remove those anarthas. So, careful and purposeful practice of Krishna consciousness purifies devotees of unwanted desires and steadies their faith. So, steadying of one's faith and anartha nivritti happen parallelly. The more and more the anarthas are removed, the more this faith becomes a little more steady. And then he talks about the three adhikaris who are qualified with this faith. They are the Uttamadhikari, Madhyamadhikari and Kanishtadhikari. Uttamadhikari is an expert in the understanding of Shastras. And because of that proper understanding, his faith is very steady. So they are connected. A proper conviction in Shastras steadies one's faith. So therefore, and for this, literacy is not a necessary need. One can be an illiterate, but one must have the desire to understand. That has nothing to do with literacy. One may not know how to read, but one can hear. So generally, we think that there are certain common presumptions or predispositions that they have, that we generally tend to have. One is, if you are too attracted to studying, then you may not be a simple devotee. Simple faith, probably simplicity kaafi hai na, padhai karne ka kya zarurat hai. So, a statement mein, there are two presumptions. One is simplicity and scriptural understanding cannot coexist. It is not a proper understanding. One may have no shastric understanding, but may not be simple hearted at all. Whereas one may be an erudite scholar, but could be quite simple. Of course, learning is one of the things which can potentially make a person proud. But there are many other things also which can make a person proud. Learning is not the only thing. So to not learn so that we can remain humble is a ridiculous understanding actually. We should learn our Siddhanta properly and parallelly try to work on developing humility. The other unspoken attitude that is there behind is, we discussed last time also, that these people, generally people who use this simplicity argument, try to hide their own lack of desire to study, to defend their own problem. Generally, devotees who are actually simple will never raise this argument. I am a simple person, I don't need to study. जो सच में जो सिंपल आदमी है वो वो ही विल नॉट रेज दिस पॉइंट जनरली. आई डोंट वांट टू इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी इन ऑल केसेस बट इन जनरली इन केसेस वेयर पीपल रेज दिस आर्ग्यूमेंट इट देयर इज अ गुड चांस दैट इट इंडिकेट्स अ लैक ऑफ डिजायर टू स्टडी एंड हियर एंड इट्स नॉट नेसेसरली अ सिंप्लिसिटी. आई एम वेरी सिंपल पर्सन आई डोंट नीड. वो जनरली वो आर्ग्यूमेंट नहीं रहता है. जनरली वो आर्ग्यूमेंट जो यू नो वॉट दे डोंट वर्बलाइज इज दैट आई डोंट हैव एक्चुअली टेस्ट फॉर स्टडी. सो देयरफॉर दे से सिंपल फेथ इज सफिशिएंट. द प्रॉब्लम इज दे डोंट हैव सिंपल फेथ ऑल्सो. वन हू हैज सिंपल फेथ विल नेचुरली फील दैट अरे मैं ठीक से पढ़ाई नहीं कर रहा हूँ.
How do they test for somebody?
Huh?
Somebody is not going to test for somebody. How do they get the test?
Yeah, one should at least identify. See, Rupa Goswami has said, you know, one can perfect devotional service by predominantly having taste for one limb. Any one of the Panchanga Bhakti, if we have very good taste, that is okay. But at the same time, one should not neglect the other four limbs, because other four limbs have to be there. They are non-negotiable limbs apart from the first 20. First 20 and last 5 are non-negotiable limbs. So one should understand that I should not be averse to learning. That aversion is bad, or lethargy. It could be either aversion or lethargy. These two are bad. One should try to work on that. And one should not just try to use the simplicity argument to hide their own lack of taste for study. See, and another thing is, this very strong, deep-rooted tendency that, you know, I am also struggling with, and many of us may be struggling with, is that I will do it when I get taste. But that is the biggest misconception. Taste comes by doing. But if we wait to do after taste comes, it will never come. Because the means of getting taste, the means of getting ruchi is nishta. Ruchi comes after nishta. So nishta means steady practice. So when we practice steadily, adarad anudinam kalusaiva jushta swadvi kramat bhavat. When there is regulated, respectful practice, then it gradually leads to taste. But we generally tend to postpone our practice till we get taste.
Before that, anarthanivritti should happen.
Yeah, anarthanivritti should happen. Anarthanivritti will happen also by performing only. By bhajana kriya only, anarthana vritti will happen. It may be initially anishtita bhajana kriya, but slowly, slowly we have to inch towards nishtita bhajana kriya. That is why a common commitment hai, to bahut kuch ho sakta hai because of the enthusiasm of others. Abhi main akela rehta tha, to so many books I would not have studied, so many hours I would not have put in studying, discussing. But because there is a common commitment, it gets done. So if we can create common commitments, that you have some commitment to a group, because self-accountability is the weakest accountability.
Okay.
So, isliye, we have to have a common commitment, at least at least with one more person, two more people, three more people, like that. If you create a group and you have a commitment towards the group, you don't want to be the defaulter all the time. So that creates a commitment. So therefore, that way we can work. अभी मुझे 10th कैंटो 13th चैप्टर में गाड़ी अटका है, हमारा इवनिंग डिस्कशन में उधर रुक गया है, अभी आगे बढ़ना है. आई एम कैनवासिंग फ्यू पीपल, आई एम आस्किंग, अरे चलो हम दोनों वन ऑन वन और टू और थ्री पीपल लेट सिट टुगेदर, रोज एक एक घंटा करेंगे. सो बिकॉज अकेला अकेला मेरे से होगा नहीं, मुझे पता है. क्रिएट अ कॉमन कमिटमेंट. तो व्हेन देयर इज अ कॉमन कमिटमेंट तो कुछ तो गाड़ी आगे बढ़ेगी. वैसे हम दोनों बैठ के पूरा भगवत गीता और भक्ति रसामृत किया, जो हमको भगवत गीता के लिए ऑलमोस्ट वी टुक वन ईयर टू कंप्लीट. सो विद इन अ फ्यू मंथ्स वी कंप्लीटेड भगवत गीता. ऑफ कोर्स वी स्पेंड एक्स्ट्रा आवर्स आल्सो, दैट्स नॉट जस्ट वन एंड हाफ आवर्स. एन आवर वी गॉट टाइम वी डिड एक्स्ट्रा आवर्स लाइक दैट. भक्ति रसामृत एक एक जन को करके आई हैव टॉट भक्ति रसामृत एटलीस्ट 15 टाइम्स. उसमें एटलीस्ट एक 7-8 बार तो एक जन को मैंने सिखाया. सो लाइक दैट. बट इवन विथ वन पर्सन व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग इज आई वुड हैव नेवर स्टडीड भक्ति रसामृत 15 टाइम्स. बट द पॉइंट इज इवन द कमिटमेंट टू वन पर्सन gave me the strength to go over it many times. So, like that, if there is a common commitment, a lot of things can get done. But some people may be very self-motivated. Who is that?
Madhav Gopal.
Madhav Gopal. So, like that, there can be self-motivated people. But not everyone may be. But we can utilize the strength of the Sangha and do it. There is a lot of scope. 60 brahmacharis hai hamare isme. Ek jan bhi raji nahi hoga ki aapke sath kuch karne ke liye. Koi na koi to mil hi jayega. Itna to mujhe confidence hai. So like that. So otherwise self-commitment, self-accountability is very weak. Especially in Kali Yuga, with so much distractions easily available, self-commitment ko to bhool hi jao, actually wo hoga hi nahi. But when there is a common commitment, then it can work. What do you think? So he says, the devotee with uttamadhikari is shastre yuktau cha nipuna sarvata dridanascha prouda shraddhodhikari yaha sabakta uttamomata. One who is expert in logic and in understanding the revealed scriptures and who always has firm conviction and deep faith that is not blind is to be considered a topmost devotee in devotional service. That is not blind means you should have substantiation for whatever you are doing. It should not be blindly followed. Some substantiation should be there. But the Madhyamadhikari is one who may not have that, who may not be so much conversant with the scriptures. He accepts the scriptural conclusions. He is conversant with it, but he may not always be able to substantiate it by quoting proofs. But Shraddhavan, he knows that मुझे पता नहीं पर आचार्य हैव एस्टैब्लिश्ड इट. सो वी डोंट ट्राई टू वैलिडेट. लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल वी विल, वन ऑफ द क्वेश्चंस दैट वाज आस्क्ड इन दिस रिट्रीट इज लाइक certain aspects of what Prabhupada established, is it saffronization. So whether it is according to Varnashram, whether it has it is practiced elsewhere, which means automatically your pramana is different, which means you don't have absolute faith in the in our parampara, which means you need someone else to validate our parampara, which means automatically which is the pramana, that which is validating is the pramana, because the pramana has to validate all our actions and opinions and everything. So if someone else has to validate a decision that Prabhupada has taken, then Prabhupada is no longer the pramana.
Verse comes in our 11th temple, Acharya has some right even with some rules regulation that can be sanctioned by the law.
Bhavat padamboruha navamattate nidhaya data satanugraho bhavan. So therefore the acharyas have that prerogative, and that absolute faith has to be there in the acharyas conclusions. So what if, and of course Sanat Kumar Prabhu was also showing to me yesterday few proofs that many devotees collected and are putting it in the Radha Gopinath WhatsApp group about
Kirtintai
Prabhu and Srinimai Prabhu, and all they are presenting proofs that actually saffron was given to brahmacharis. But even if saffron was not given to brahmacharis, even if we don't have any proof for it, we have trust in our guru parampara. That is our prime pramana, is that only after that you are supposed to accept diksha, otherwise you have prematurely accepted diksha. So therefore a madhyama adhikari is one who has that shraddha. May substantiate nahi kar pa raha hu, I may not be able to tell, I may not be able to give shastric proofs for whether saffron was awarded to brahmacharis or not, but I have full trust in the guru shishya parampara that they know what they are doing. That is madhyama adhikari. But a kanishta adhikari is one, when challenged in this way, he may get shaken. But he will also not give up the process. He may get momentarily shaken, but later he will think, here, वैसे तो शास्त्रिक प्रूफ तो ये भी देंगे, इनके पास भी रहा होगा, इनके पास भी कुछ शास्त्रिक प्रूफ है, पर ये दोनों में से मैं किसको ट्रस्ट करूं, ये गुरु शिष्य परंपरा को या इनको. सो बेस्ड ऑन दैट ऑन हिज ओन एक्सपीरियंस of receiving benevolence from the devotees, he will not give up the process eventually, but he will be quite shaken when shaken in this way with alternate proofs. So he may not only will he not be able to defend himself, but at the same time he may be quite shaken. And when he continues to take that kind of an association, that weak faith can potentially get contaminated. So such people should be protected. Kanishta adhikari should need proper protection for protecting their faith. A Kanishta adhikari's faith may be pure, but it is unfenced. So anyone can enter and contaminate it. So that has to be properly fenced. So that is Kanishta adhikari. So eventually the devotees with low and intermediate qualification must come to the topmost standard, the one that qualifies them for love of Krishna. If they do not, they remain at the stages of advancement for which they are eligible. They will remain as Kanishta adhikaris. So without endeavor, I mean, one thing is time, with time we will progress. This is a big, again another misconception. It is the same as thinking that, you know, I will get taste and then I will endeavor. So he says that one has to endeavor, must come to the topmost standard. Which means every day or at least every week there must be some improvement, some addition, some extra rounds or some extra hearing or some extra serving or some extra responsibility or some extra reading or some extra sharing. Something little. We can't start all at once. But little, few things we can keep adding. Like that. But compared to these above three classes of Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama, the four kinds of people, Chaturvidha, Bhajante, Imam, Jana, Sukhita, Artho, Arthaarthi, Jigyasu, Jnani, they are not pure. First, Artha, Jigyasu and Arthaarthi are Karma Mishra Bhaktas and the Jnani is the Jnana Mishra Bhakta. So he says that, and if they get the association of pure devotees, their faith may change to pure devotional faith. So readers may determine their own qualification for pure devotion by applying the above definitions to themselves and also further reading Prabhupada's purports on these things, like that Shivaram Maharaj would say. So then he says that material attachments cloud the hearts of neophytes. These impurities do not disqualify them from taking up pure devotional practices, but they do make advancement difficult. So, anarthas may be there. That does, with anarthas, it is not that one cannot practice pure devotional service. But one should scrutinizingly try to uproot those anarthas. Otherwise, it will make the progress very slow. We are recapping. This is the third recap. Already 32 slides tak humne pehle kar chuke the, par 15 din pehle tha. To renounce their attachment to sense gratification and liberation, beginners must raise their qualification by deepening their faith in and knowledge of revealed scriptures. Therefore, one should not be lazy. Siddhanta boliya chitta nakare alas jana haite Krishna lagi sudrida manas. One need not take an academic approach, but one should hear and read for nourishment, for understanding and nourishment. That is important. Those who fail to do so will fall into bad association and fall down from Krishna consciousness. What will you do if you don't engage in hearing chanting? Then you will end up in WhatsApp, Facebook. The best insurance against such a disaster is for them to hear regularly from more advanced devotees. The intermediate devotees are above the neophytes. Yet, intermediate devotees must also improve themselves by systematically studying scripture and associating with devotees of a higher qualification than themselves. This is important. Otherwise, they risk making little or no spiritual progress. Day in and day out, if we are doing the same thing without trying to improve, then we will remain there. Fortunately, the intermediate devotees have more taste for devotional practices than the neophytes, which makes the challenge of advancing little more easier and more relishable for them. Swadvi kramat bhavati. Slowly some taste they are experiencing also.
Maharaj says in devotional life, one goes either up or down. One never at once. Dynamic process.
Yeah. Referring to the neophyte and intermediate devotees, Srila Prabhupada writes, conviction and faith gradually increase to make one an uttamadhikari, a first class devotee. The most qualified devotees have the greatest taste for bhakti and therefore they quickly and fearlessly advance to the ultimate goal of life. Only these Uttamadhikaris have become qualified to reach Krishna. Of such a devotee, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, he can deliver the whole world. Sei Taraye Samsar. Just as the eligibility of practicing devotees is defined by one of the three levels of faith and knowledge, so the advancement of devotees in general is defined by three levels of attachment and love: positive, comparative, and superlative. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes this to Sanatan Goswami. A devotee is considered superlative or superior according to his attachment and love. This is called as Rati Prema Taratamye Bhakta Taratam. Taratam means Taratamya means classification, hierarchy. So Rati Prema Taratamye Bhakta Taratam, which means the classification of the bhaktas is based on Rati Prema Taratamya, on the hierarchy of, on the level of Rati or Prema that they have done. The neophyte's love for Krishna is compromised by material consideration.
Ramji, in this last lecture, Rati, Taratamya is the Prema is like...
The NOD's description was given now, first. That is based on the Bhakta Taratamya is based on Shastra Yukti. Shastra Yukti Taratamya. But the Bhagavatam's Taratamya is based on Rati Prema Taratamya. So, two different kinds of classifications.
But Rati Prema means the intensity of Rati and Prema, or like we have the different translations with that?
Intensity of love. So, here this is the Bhagavatam definition. Archayam eva haraye pujamya shraddaye hate natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrata smita. So, this is a very detailed description of this verse is there in Deva Dharma. We discussed that this kind of whenever you see attraction for the deities with no special attraction for devotees, that kind of an attraction for worship of the Supreme Lord is said to be born out of Laukiki Shraddha. It is not Shastriya Shraddha. Because when one has Shastriya Shraddha, then one will also parallelly have Shraddha for few more things. What are the few more things? Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama Brahmani, Vaishnavi. But Swalpa Punya Vadam Rajan Vishwasona Yojaya. Those who have Swalpa Punya or Swalpa Sukriti, which has not matured into Shraddha, they will not have Vishwas for these four things. Govinde. So their Shraddha for Govinda is only superficial. It is not deep. Because parallelly you should also see you would also see an appreciation for devotees. Like for example, if while you were in college, when you were looking for a roommate, your consideration would have been, अरे ज़्यादा proud आदमी नहीं रहना चाहिए, और कुछ अच्छा, he must be good in academics, he must be academically inclined, those kind of considerations we will see. But when one has received Shastriya Shraddha in bhakti, how can you find out? He will say, devotee again. Naturally it will become. I want a devotee roommate. Even though you may have a choice between a devotee who may not be very well mannered against a non-devotee who may be well mannered. But still you may choose a devotee. Or you may have a mess in which high quality non-prasadam is being made, and you may have another mess in which some messy but prasadam is made. So you may choose prasadam over non-prasadam. So this is the meaning of Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave. So Mahaprasade, Vaishnavas, when you put them on a special pedestal, because it is Prasad, because they are Vaishnavas. Of course, between Vaishnavas, you may choose those who are more mild-mannered. That is a different thing. But between a Vaishnava and non-Vaishnava, however great that non-Vaishnava may be, you will always choose that Vaishnava. So which means one has got that Shraddha. So that is the proof.
Nama Brahmani means what exactly?
Nama Brahmani means the holy name.
Brahmani means what?
Brahmani means Abhinnatvad Namananda. Non-different from Supreme Lord. Nama Brahman, Shabda Brahman, Anna Brahman, Daru Brahman. Daru Brahman, Varna Yavasam. So, he says that Archayam Eva Haraye Pujam Yashraddaye Hate Natat Bhakteshu Janyeshu. But he may not have a special respect for the Vaishnavas. So he may have, he by nature he may be a very respectful person. He may respect everyone. But he may give the same respect to the Vaishnavas that he would give, that he may give others. It is a symptom of Laukiki Shraddha. See, as a Vaishnava, I may give some respect to Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. And a common person, a non-devotee, may give more respect to Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. But still, that does not mean that he may have Shastriya Shraddha. Because he may in general be a very respectful person and he may not give any special respect for Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. He may give that same respect to a non-devotee also. I may be a very disrespectful person, uncourteous person, or discourteous person by nature, but I may give more respect to Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu than I may give to a non-devotee. So therefore, these are not, you cannot objectively analyze these things. This is a subjective thing, one has to observe. So when he says natat bhakteshu cha anyeshu, that does not talk about his swabhava being very disrespectful. His swabhava may be very respectful, but he may not give that special respect to Vaishnavas. He may not give that special respect to Prasadam. He may not give that special respect to Kirtan. He may be a lover of classical music, but he may listen to a cinema song sung in a classical raga over bhajan sung in a rock and roll tune. Because his attachment is to the sattvic music and not necessarily the mantra itself, Nama Brahman. So that is the, so see, when rajas and tamas is there, it's easy. But when sattva is there, it's very difficult to reconcile. This is where even devotees get stuck. Because they see rajoguni, tamoguni devotees, and in the outside world, they interact with many sattvaguni persons who may not be devotees. To reconcile this becomes very difficult for them. And the more they interact with such sattvaguni people who may not be devotees, the more their faith can change. This is where the problem comes. That is why Rupa Goswami says, Trishtair Swabhava Janitair Vapushascha Dosha. Give benefit of doubt to Vaishnavas, he says. Forget, learn to separate their Swabhava from Shraddha. So then you will always retain the position of a Vaishnava, Mahaprasada, the Supreme Lord, the holy names on a higher pedestal. This is the problem. Oh, these people are so good. Yes, but still they are not Vaishnavas. This is one understanding. Another approach could be, he is so good, if only he gets Krishna consciousness, he can progress so fast. He is already Satvaguna. That way, we can see that person as Balisheshu, as a potential candidate to preach. But we cannot take him for Maitri. Maitri is only with Vaishnavas. But you can have a Balisheshu approach towards him with a desire to give, not take his association. Because his faith is not yet pure. So you can see him as a Balisheshu, a potential candidate to be preached to. But Maitri must be only with devotees.
Maitri and Dharari with
devotees. Yeah. So, you cannot open your heart to such people. They don't have pure Shraddha. Because the moment you open your heart, you will access their Shraddha. You will start accessing their Shraddha. The flow of Shraddha will be from there to here, not from here to there.
They will open their heart.
That is okay. And if you empathetically hear from them, with a desire to give them Krishna consciousness, not to take their association. There is a difference between there is a difference in consciousness between giving association and taking association. So this we have to be. If we have sattvaguni, well-mannered non-devotees, alarm bell should ring. One thing we should never do is never compare them with devotees. The moment you start comparing, you are comparing their swabhavas. That's where the problem is. Then we are prone to get our faith affected. So you see him as a Balisheshu. Oh, he's already so sattvaguni. So all these qualities can be very quickly dovetailed in devotional service. If only he gets the pure devotional faith, he can progress so fast. That is the way we should see. Give him association, not take his association. Maitri should be only with devotees. Kripa can be with sattvaguni non-devotees. So this is very important. So the Prakrita Bhaktas have weak attachment to and slight love for Krishna, and they are confused about the process of devotional service. They mistakenly think that they can become devotees without associating with senior Vaishnavas. Eager to engage their material qualifications in the Lord's service, they mistake these qualifications for symptoms of advanced devotion. Jiva Goswami cites the famous verses beginning with Yasyatma Buddhi as an example of neophyte's illusion. So the neophyte's illusion, such people fall in the Gokara category. What is their four identifications? Atma Buddhi, Swabuddhi, Ijja Buddhi and Tirtha Buddhi. Their Atma Buddhi is
body.
I am the body. Kunapetri Dhatu. Their Swabuddhi is my wife, my house, my children, my bank balance. Their Ijya Buddhi is Bhauma Ijya, the place of my birth. And their Tirtha Buddhi is where I can go take bath and wash away all my sins. That is Tirtha. Whereas for a Vaishnava, his Atma Buddhi is I am Vaishnava Das. His Swabuddhi is whoever is related, I am related only to the Vaishnavas. They are my friends, they are my brothers, they are my fathers, They are my mothers. And Ijya Buddhi is association of Vaishnavas. What is worshipable? Vaishnava Sangha is worshipable. And what is a place of pilgrimage? Wherever Krishna Katha is discussed, wherever Krishna Kirtan is chanted, that is the place of pilgrimage. So that is Vaishnava's consciousness. So such a person has only a semblance of devotion. He is not really a complete devotee. So the Bhagavatam's Prakrita Bhakta, he does not fall within the Kanishta Madhyama and Uttama Adhikari of NOD. So slowly they can rise to the Madhyama Bhakta stage. That is Ishware Tadadineshu Balisheshu Dishashtucha Prema Maitri Kripa Upeksha Yakkaroti Samadhyam. So this Madhyama Adhikari of Bhagavatam encompasses the Kanishta Madhyama and Uttama Adhikari of NOD, all three of them. Okay, he has intermediate devotees love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because here it is mentioned Ishware Prema. So some Prema Rati Taratamya. The classification is based on the Prema and Rati Taratamya classification. Intermediate devotees love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because of their advanced knowledge, they understand the importance of maintaining friendships with the Lord's devotees. Friendships should be with Lord's devotees. They show mercy to the neophytes. This is especially important for those who very much stay in touch with, you know, other organizations, in which you may find very sincere people with much more sacrificing attitude, much more completely they are like surrendered and selfless people. As soon as Mahaprasad comes, you may see all devotees literally jumping on it. There is absolutely no selflessness. But in the outside world, you may see persons literally sacrificing their lives. We have to be careful. Still, Maitri should be only with the devotees. The moment you see them, immediately the alarm bell should ring. Never compare him with devotees. But the moment you start comparing, then he will become your Shrestha. The moment he becomes your Shrestha, Sayat Pramanam Gurute Lokastadhanu Vartate, his Pramana will follow. No longer will Bhagavatam remain the Pramana. That is the problem. So therefore, we should never compare. The moment we start comparing, immediately he will be on a higher pedestal compared to the devotees. So when he becomes a higher pedestal, when he takes on a higher pedestal, his pramana will also start taking a higher pedestal. It is natural. That is what Krishna says. So to show mercy to the neophytes by giving them as much guidance in devotional service as the beginners are willing to accept, and they neglect those who are averse to Krishna consciousness or envious of Vaishnavas. Ishware Prema Tadadineshu Maitri Balisheshu Kripa Dushatsu Upeksha. These are the traits of Vaishnava preachers, the Madhyama Adhikaris. Jiva Goswami cites the following prayer by Prahlad Maharaj. So, Naivod Vijay Paraduratya Vaitaranyas Padvirya Gayana Mahamrita Makna Chitta Shoche Tato Vimukha Cheta Sahindriyate. That shows that Ishware Prema, and at the same time, Balisheshu Kripa. When devotees with such a mood qualify themselves further and become expert in logic and scripture, in time, by Krishna's mercy, they become most advanced in devotion, superlative. So then, slowly, they become attached to, when they reach the stage of Bhava or Prema, then they develop these characteristics. Sarvabhuteshu yapashyet bhagavat bhavam atmanah bhutani bhagavati atmani esha bhagavatottama. That is, they are able to see Krishna within every living entity. And they see every living entity within Krishna. So, which means they are able to relate everything with respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is possible when one has developed the love of Godhead. So, this is Prema Rati Taratam. So, this classification is different compared to the classification given in Anodim. The great devotee's vision is not simply theoretical, but is a consequence of eyes anointed with the salve of love of Krishna. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santas Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. So, this seeing Krishna everywhere is a result of love. And Prahlad Maharaj's father Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad where Lord Vishnu was living. The boy saint replied that the Lord was everywhere, even in the pillar of the palace. In disbelief, the demon struck the pillar to substantiate that his Uttama Bhakta saw him everywhere. This to show that yes, Prahlad Maharaj was actually seeing him. Krishna in the form of Narasimhadeva appeared from the pillar and killed Hiranyakashipu. Less advanced devotees often misunderstand the vision of Mahabhagavatas, thinking that such great souls see Krishna's form at every moment. This is a different point that different understanding Maharaj is giving here. Vishnachakra Thakur explains the special significance of the word Pashyet. One must see in the verse quoted above. The Acharya says that pure devotees are at the stage at which they are able to see Krishna's form at will. Whenever they desire, they can see. But it is not that they literally see Krishna's form at every moment. They may not see Krishna's form at every moment, but he says that they can see Krishna's form at will. Whenever they want, they can see. Otherwise, if only those who see Krishna's form constantly are topmost devotees, then Narada, Vyasa and Shukadeva, who did not always see the Lord's physical form, would be inferior.
Narada lost the vision of the Lord.
That was at the stage of Bhava. That is clearly mentioned. Because Vyasadev, it is mentioned that Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Branihide Amale Apashyatpur. When he meditated with devotion, he saw the Lord, it is mentioned. Which means when he was not meditating, he was not seeing. So therefore, here he clarifies by telling, they, Sada here refers to at will, not always. That's an insight that is being given here. Or as then how would you explain the Goswami is praying He Radhe Vraja Devi Ketalite Enanda Sonabhu. So the desire to see is there, the eagerness to see. They may not actually literally see all this, but here he clarifies that at will they can see.
Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita, so much as it comes to see Krishna everything in Krishna. So it's not literally to see Krishna, like you're looking around and see Krishna, Krishna everywhere.
Yeah, it inspires one to, it acts as an, but many things can act as an uddipan to create that bhava. This conclusion would be false. We should understand that the qualification of great devotees is their overwhelming desire to see Krishna. That is the meaning. He Radhe Vraja Devi Kechalite He Nanda Sunahuta Shri Govardhana Kalpapada Patale Kalindi Vanya Kuta Goshantaviti Sarvato Rajapure Kede Maha Vipalav. So that is that overwhelming desire to see Krishna. That is the symptom of prema. Srila Prabhupada would often explain that when the topmost devotees see a tree, they do not see the tree transform into Krishna's form, but they see the tree and everything else for that matter in relation to Krishna. It might remind them of the Kadamba tree from which Krishna jumped to kill Kaliya. Or it might remind them of the Tamal tree in Vrindavan. Like that. When they see the tree, they think immediately of Krishna. It is in this sense that they see Krishna constantly. This is quoted from the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Stavara Jangama Devi. As explained earlier, Jiva Goswami points out that when topmost devotees preach, they act on the intermediate platform of Advanti. They come to that level because they have to see the difference. Ishware Prema Tadadi Neshumukri, like that. In this way, they can distinguish those who are eligible for devotion from those who are not. However, the topmost devotees also retain their vision of Krishna as all-pervading, and this sets them apart from the intermediate devotees who are not so advanced. The Mahabhagavatas may also be recognized by their extraordinary ability to spread Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada is a perfect example of such a topmost devotee preacher, because Krishna blessed him with such supernatural powers. So an Uttam Adhikari, Bhagavatam Suttam Adhikari, may also come to the position of a Bhagavatam Smatim Adhikari, but you will see that his ability to judge people is unprecedented. He is just steamrolling, you know, and he is moving like people are just becoming devotees like that. Yeah. Prabhupada inspired and gave success to intermediate devotees, empowering them to also elevate neophytes to the intermediate platform. Out of love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for whom he would go to hell, Srila Prabhupada engaged all grades of devotees in preaching work. So Prabhupada would tell that, you know, in order to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am willing to go to hell. Like that. He thus successfully purified the polluted mentality of many souls who falsely thought that this world would be separate from Krishna. This is based on a letter that he wrote to Jadurani Mataji. The most advanced devotee is ideal because he or she is fully under the control of the Krishna's divine potency, Devi Prakriti. Mahatmanastvam Partha Devi Prakriti. As many of Krishna's transcendental qualities as a living entity, as many of Krishna's transcendental qualities as a living entity can display, that many develop fully in the superlative Vaishnava, Uttam Adhikari. Positive and comparative devotees also develop such qualities, but to much lesser degrees. Even the Madhyama Adhikari to some extent may develop these qualities, but to lesser degree compared to the Uttam Adhikari. Krishnadas Kaviraj cites Lord Chaitanya's description of the 26 qualities. So this is Kripalu, Akrita, Droha, Satyasara, Sama, Nirdosha, and so on. Devotees are always merciful, humble, truthful, equal to all, faultless, magnanimous, mild and clean. They are without material possessions and they perform welfare work for everyone. They are peaceful, surrendered to Krishna and desireless. They are indifferent to material acquisitions and are fixed in devotional service. They completely control the six bad habits. Lust, anger, greed, and so forth. They eat only as much as required and they are not inebriated, not in an intoxicated state. They are respectful, grave, compassionate, and without false prestige. They are friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. This is based on Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. Of these 26 qualities, one is principle, that is surrender to Krishna, Krishnaika Sharanam. All the others are secondary qualities. Surrender to Krishna is both the root and the rain shower that sustains and nourishes all the other qualities. You see the analogy that is used here. Root and rain. Root means source. Rain means that which nourishes. The source of good qualities is devotional service. That which nourishes the good qualities also practice of devotional service. He says, surrender to Krishna is both the root and the rain shower that sustains and nourishes all the other qualities. In the presence of surrender to Krishna, qualities such as humility, truthfulness, and equanimity thrive, and in their absence, they shrivel. In the absence of surrender to Krishna, devotees should not be surprised then when they see the secondary qualities present in non-devotees. You may see the secondary qualities present in non-devotees. Don't be surprised. And they should especially not be critical of the absence of such qualities in neophyte devotees. Don't be critical when you don't see such devotees, don't see such qualities in the devotees, and don't be surprised to see those qualities in non-devotees. in non-devotees, such qualities are on a decline. In devotees, such qualities are on an increase. So at some point, you may see a non-devotee possessing actually more qualities than a devotee, but they are in the opposite direction. This mentality is offensive to Vaishnavas. So the moment you start seeing, putting a non-Vaishnava on a higher pedestal for showing extraordinary qualities, that moment our faith is severely challenged actually.
Why it will decline?
Because it cannot be sustained. Why it cannot be sustained? Because Mukabahur Padebya Purushasya Ashramaihi Saha Chatvaro Jagnire Varna Gunair Vipradaya Kutak Yesham Purusham Sakshad Atma Prabhavam Ishwaram Na Bhajanti Avajananti Sthanat Prashtat Patantyata. 11th canto it is mentioned that the four varnas and ashramas form the various limbs of the body of Krishna. Just as the limbs are supposed to serve the whole, similarly the varnas and ashramas are supposed to serve Krishna. But if one does not serve, sthanat brashtat patadyata, that limb which is not working, like if a nut or bolt is defective, you will remove that and put a new nut or bolt that is no longer used. So sthanat brashtat patadyata, he will fall down from his varnashram, which means the qualities. He will fall down means what? He will lose those qualities also. Shamodamastapashaucham shantirarjamimevacha jnanam vijnanam astityam brahma karma svabhavajam, which he may have had because of being a proper brahmana, but because of giving up worship of Krishna, he will slowly start losing those qualities. That those qualities which had made him to be qualified as a brahmana, he will start losing them. So therefore, one who does not have, he will start losing. It cannot be studied.
Sometimes we see people good qualities, then after some certain years they do something heinous.
Like we discussed the example, Madhav Gopal Prabhu's friend's example again. Madhav Gopal Prabhu, when he was growing up, he had a friend, neighbor. They used to play together when they were young. So, whenever someone used to tell anda or chicken or something, she used to close her ears and run away. Years passed. Madhav Gopal Prabhu joined the ashram. When she was in college, she fell in love with one classmate. She married him. He was not a vegetarian. He was a non-vegetarian. So initially, it started out with, okay, you can eat outside, but nothing at home. Then slowly, with a desire to please him, he said, okay, you can eat at home also. Then with a little more desire to please him, okay, I'll cook for you, but I'll not eat. Then the next stage, how do I know if I have cooked properly or not if I don't taste? Then you taste. It's good. So now what she does, so she asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm a brahmachari in temple. And he asked, what are you doing? He said, I am a homemaker, housewife. Okay, what else do you do? Yes, I am a regular blogger. So what do you blog? He said, recipes. What recipes? She tries out various different kinds of non-vegetarian food and she blogs it and shares those recipes with others. So basically, her aversion to non-vegetarian food was not based on a value system, was just based on her that based on our conditioning at that point of time. When our conditioning started changing, there was no value system to protect the condition. When a different conditioning came up, then there was no value system to say, oh no, this is wrong. That is called a Swabhavajam Shraddha. A Shraddha or a value system that is born purely due to one's experience. But when the experience changes, the value system changes. But that is not the case with a value system that is developed based on Shastras.
That's the correct question. I feel that Avadhut Brahman case, he was the 24 gurus case. He was taking inspiration from each and everyone. He kept that, not even though non-devotees, he kept them on a pedestal of Shiksha.
Okay, that is wrong. It is a wrong understanding. इसके लिए मैं एक्चुअली आई प्रिपेयर्ड अ प्रेजेंटेशन फॉर इट तो एक्सप्लेन दिस कितना स्लाइड्स हुआ देखते एटलीस्ट इफ वी हैव कंप्लीटेड 30 तक हो गया तो एटलीस्ट लेट्स मूव अहेड बट वी विल डिस्कस दिस पॉइंट ये बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट है ये बहुत मिसअंडरस्टूड पॉइंट है
It should not be done independently. You should hurt your guru. Mm. That vision we should see the thing.
Yes,
if we advance in the direction,
see
we will see everything in connection to Paramatma. If that's able to see, then we can accept anything as the guru.
But we will kalka discussion mein na, we will discuss this. Aajka let's move ahead. We will continue. But remember this point. We will definitely take up this discussion. Because this is a very misunderstood section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we will discuss on this topic of who can trust his intelligence. So this is what we will discuss tomorrow. Some point we will discuss this topic. Who can trust his, who is qualified to trust his intelligence? Because the inner calling. So, who can trust this inner calling? And this is what we will discuss tomorrow. Lokatattva Vichakshana. So, Lokatattva. So, there it says, one who is a self-realized person, he can trust his intelligence. He didn't make the. Anyway, to shuru hi ho gaya. To discuss hi kar lenge. उसको वंस ही इज डन
इट इज स्वभाव जनित
नहीं इसका पॉइंट वी विल डिस्कस नाउ ओनली
आई
विल हैव टू यू टुमारो वी विल डिस्कस सो टुमारो वी विल डिस्कस टुमारो यू आर कमिंग इफ यू कम यू विल डिस्कस अदरवाइज यू मूव अहेड व्हेनेवर यू कम वी विल डिस्कस This is a point we will discuss.
Swabhava Janita Shraddha and Laukika Shraddha both are same or different?
Both are opposite, Baba. Swabhava Janita Shraddha and Laukika Shraddha are same. Both are same. Yeah. Okay. In conclusion, as Vaishnavas advance through the stages of devotion, they are either neophyte, intermediate or advanced. Pure devotees who labor under the bodily concept of life and who practice unsteady devotion are known as neophytes. Devotees who are fixed in philosophical understanding and who have steady devotion, taste or attachment are known as intermediates. And devotees who have spiritual vision are known as advanced or transcendentalists. This is Bhagavatam's definition. And here steady does not mean nishta. Steady means some steady understanding, proper understanding, which is based on scriptures. In the previous two sections, mention was made of the qualification for pure devotion and then the levels of advancement amongst devotees. Both classifications are divided into three and these three divisions are named Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama in both cases. Enodika bhi Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama hai, Bhagavatam ka bhi Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama hai, par ye dono thoda alag hai, same nahi hai. Although technically these two classifications speak about different things, the qualifications for practicing different levels of devotion and advancement in devotion itself. Srila Prabhupada, with the exception of the following statement, equates the two in his teachings. So, only ऑलमोस्ट प्रभुपाद व्हेनेवर एनओडी में भी जब कनिष्ठ मध्यमा उत्तमा के बारे में बात करने करते हैं तो ही सॉर्ट ऑफ यूजेस द भागवतम्स डेफिनेशन देयर आल्सो इवन दो दे आर डिफरेंट बट एक जगह पे चैतन्य चरितामृत का मध्य लीला में प्रभुपाद एक्चुअली टॉक्स अबाउट द टू टू बी डिफरेंट एक परपोर्ट से शिवराम महाराज ने निकाला इधर इन द परपोर्ट ऑफ द वर्स बिगिनिंग रति प्रेम तारतम्य Srila Prabhupada describes the two classifications as being distinct from one another in the following way. Prabhupada ka purport se. This is based on Madhya Leela 22.71. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated that if one has developed faith in Krishna consciousness, he is to be considered an eligible candidate for further advancement in Krishna consciousness. Those who have faith are divided into three categories. Uttama, Madhyama and Kanishta. First class, second class and neophyte. A first class devotee has firm conviction in the revealed scriptures. This is which definition? NOD definition. Shastra Yukta Ucha Nipuna. And is expert in arguing according to the Shastras. He is firmly convinced of the science of Krishna consciousness. The Madhyamadhikari or the second class devotee has firm conviction in Krishna consciousness, but he cannot support his conviction by citing Shastri preferences. The neophyte devotee does not yet have firm faith, but he has pure faith which is not very firm. In this way, the devotees are typed. This is NOD's classification. The standard of devotion is also categorized in the same way. So now he is going to talk about Bhagavatam's classification. A neophyte believes that only love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is very good, but he may not know the basis of pure Krishna consciousness or how one can become a perfect devotee. So this is Prakrita Bhakta. Sometimes in the heart of a neophyte, there is attraction for karma, jnana or yoga. You see, he is shraddhami problem. When he is free and transcendental to mixed devotional activity, he becomes a second class devotee. So this is according to Bhagavatam. So Prakrita Bhakta is mixed devotee. So Prabhupada is clarifying here. When he becomes expert in logic and can refer to the Shastras, he becomes a first class devotee. So here Prabhupada sort of... So here again he has merged the two. Bhagavatam ka Uttamadhikari. Here, yes.
NOD ka
same. NOD ka Uttamadhikari ka mention kar diya hai. The devotees are also described as positive, comparative and superlative in terms of their love and attachment for Krishna. So this is Rati Prema Taratamya. That yep. Chaitanya Charitamrita mein, referring to the Bhagavatam's classification, he is talking about CCB, Madhya Leela. But in his writings and lectures, Srila Prabhupada generally equates qualification by faith and knowledge with advancement by attachment and love. Even though these are slightly different. Thus, he calls the neophyte devotee as a Kanishta Adhikari, the intermediate devotee a Madhyama Adhikari, and the topmost devotee an Uttama Adhikari. For instance, Srila Prabhupada translates the Sanskrit term for materialistic devotee. So, ye verse. Prakrita Bhakta ka isme Prabhupada translates, a person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general is called a Prakrita Bhakta or Kanishta Adhikari. So what does it mean that he does not know how to behave towards devotee or people in general means? That he does not know that a devotee has to be put on a higher pedestal. That is what it means. In comparison, not in general, you may have a non-devotee who is, as we saw, who may be more respectful towards devotees. But he may show the same respect towards a non-devotee also. That means laukiki shraddha. So these are not objective. Objective comparison nahi hai, subjective hai. That same person, how does he treat a non-devotee? We have to see. So then you know. He also describes the intermediate devotee in the Nectar of Instruction purport. So here he is including Nectar of Instruction also. The Madhyamadhikari is a devotee who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has the highest object of love, makes friends with the Lord's devotees, is merciful to the ignorant and avoids those who are envious by nature. Here he is quoting Bhagavatam definition. Ishware prema tadadineshu maitri letter. Finally, in a purport in which he quotes from the Bhagavatam the symptoms of the topmost devotee, he first writes, the neophyte and intermediate devotees can gradually rise to the platform of Uttamadhikari and become first class devotees. This leaves no doubt that Srila Prabhupada uses the word Adhikari to denote devotees who have achieved a stage of spiritual advancement. His translation of the following verse, already quoted earlier, offers a final and comprehensive example. So this is again from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Shraddhavan Janahai Bhakti Adhikari Uttama Madhyamam Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. A faithful devotee is a truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord. According to one's faith, one is classified as a topmost devotee, an intermediate devotee, or an inferior devotee. Thakur Bhaktivinod makes a similar but more specific correlation between the qualification for pure devotion and the stages of devotional service in practice. This he is going to quote from Bhakti Tattva Vivek, chapter 4. He writes, when pure faith appears, one becomes a Kanishta Adhikari. Which Kanishta Adhikari is this?
Bhagavatam
is Kanishta Adhikari. Because Bhagavatam's Kanishta Adhikari has no pure faith, he has mixed faith. So when pure faith appears, one becomes a Kanishta Adhikari. When one executes the limbs of devotional service in practice, such as hearing, chanting and remembering, and when by the influence of Vaishnava association, one becomes free from unwanted habits and his faith becomes dense and transforms into Nishta, one develops the Madhyama Adhikar or intermediate qualification for pure devotion. So here he is talking about NOD's Madhyama Adhikari to be at least at the stage of Nishta, which is actually quite elevated. By further pursuance of the activities of devotion, once Nishta intensifies and assumes the form of Ruchi, taste, the sadhaka in whom such Ruchi has developed is called Uttamadhikari. Taste. So again, he seems to have taken a Rati Prema Taratamya here. Anyway, according to both Acharyas, who are the both Acharyas? Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kanishta Adhikar qualifies devotees for beginning the stages of devotion, from faith to unsteady devotional service in practice. In other words, Kanishta Adhikaris are Kanishta Bhaktas. Madhyama Adhikar qualifies devotees for steady devotional service, and devotees so situated are Madhyama Bhaktas. And only with Uttama Adhikar do devotees attain the spiritual platform to become Uttama Bhaktas.
What is the purpose of this? We study NOD and we understand that as per the faith it is.
Because eventually we will read Bhagavatam and come to the other description also. No? Just so that we don't get confused, he is referencing and comparing. However, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also specifies Uttama Adhikar as the requirement for Madhyama Bhaktas to attain the stages of taste and attachment. The following table summarizes this correlation. Table hai kya? Table nahi hai. But actually, when we were doing NOD, we made a table. I think I have shown you all that table. Bhakti Tattva Vivek bol ke ek book hai.
Rupa Goswami described in NOD.
Yeah. Bhakti Tattva Vivek is like an explanation of NOD only. One important conclusion can be drawn from this description of the relationship between qualification for and advancement in devotion. To achieve loving devotion, one certainly must have the highest qualification by faith and knowledge, Uttama Adhikar. But one who has attained the highest qualification has not necessarily attained the highest stage of love and attachment for Krishna. So, he is comparing the Uttama Adhikari of NOD and Bhagavata. Uttama Adhikari of NOD kaun hai? He must have the highest qualification by faith and knowledge. Shastre yuktau cha nipuna sarvata dridha nischaya prouda shraddha adhikari. But he may not necessarily have attained that level of bhava or prema. That is the point. Bhagavatam Uttama Adhikari nahi ho sakta. Not necessarily, that's what he is telling. Thus an Uttama Adhikari may still be a conditioned soul at the stage of taste or attachment. NODs. This is NODs.
Taste and attachment is Rati Prema.
No. Taste is Ruchi, attachment is Asakti. Which is still Sadhana Bhakti. Vaidhi Sadhana. In other words, an Uttama Adhikari is not automatically a Uttama Bhakta. Here he is. Uttama Adhikari, sorry, according to him, Uttama Adhikari is anodi, Uttama Bhakta is Bhagavatam. Vaisa he is reconciling. But of course, we had also discussed this in detail in anodi. So we made a chart with, you know, what category he could, you know, these people could be put actually. To clarify, a person must have excellent business sense to become a millionaire. But just because a person has excellent business sense does not necessarily make him a millionaire. The qualification to gather wealth is one thing, the actual possession of wealth is another. The above conclusion can be applied to help devotees resolve a long-standing controversy. Does one need to be a Mahabhagavata to be a spiritual master? Not necessarily. Many devotees answer yes based on Srila Prabhupada's statement in the purport to verse 5 of the Nectar of Instruction. One should not become a spiritual master unless he has attained the platform of Uttama Adhikari. So, Shivaram Swami Maharaj is telling this Uttama Adhikari is NOD, Uttama Adhikari and not necessarily.
That means in the Bhagavatam is a Madhyaman.
Yeah, according to Bhagavatam is Madhyaman.
That's okay. Good.
Yeah.
But you know, this Uttama Adhikari also, you may not explain spiritual master to know all the scriptures.
Nay, he may not know the details of the scripture, but he must be firm in the conclusions of the scriptures. However, by now it should be clear that an Uttama Adhikari may be either a conditioned soul at the stage of taste or attachment or a fully liberated soul at the stage of ecstasy in love. This is Uttama Adhikari. In either case, Uttama Adhikaris are ideally suited to be spiritual masters because they have the highest qualification in terms of faith and knowledge, and thus they cannot be deviated by the arguments of non-devotees, nor, barring exceptional circumstances, do they fall down. They can actually, because they have not reached the stage of prema. Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur would say that these Uttama Adhikari Vaishnavas can be recognized by their ability to convert many fallen souls to Krishna consciousness, which is the prime duty of a spiritual master. Of course, it is preferable for spiritual masters to be perfected devotees, ideally. Because Mahabhagavatas have greater spiritual potency, they are able to infuse their followers with strong faith. But in a world where perfected devotees are rare and where Lord Chaitanya expects all devotees to preach, practitioners with the topmost qualification, which is Uttama Adhikar, may also serve as gurus. Otherwise, how will one, the mission move ahead? Furthermore, to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's desire, Srila Prabhupada envisioned that the world needed millions of gurus. His divine grace envisaged that in the spiritual emergency caused by Kali Yuga, even less qualified devotees, Madhyama Adhikaris and Kanishta Adhikaris, may also act as spiritual masters. In the sense, at least Shiksha Guru, they may give some Shiksha. Still, it is a fact that their weaker faith and inferior learning handicap these gurus' attempts to guide their disciples. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction purport, a neophyte Vaishnava or a Vaishnava situated on the intermediate platform can also accept disciples, but such disciples must be on the same platform, and it should be understood that they cannot advance very well towards the ultimate goal of life under his insufficient guidance. See, the point is, if one has accepted a guru who is Madhyama, doesn't matter, one can always accept a Siksha guru who may be Uttama. So, to say that a person's development, devotional development or progress depends on, he cannot progress beyond the guru. But, Diksha guru may be one, but he may have a Siksha guru who is much more advanced. If he is taking Siksha from him, he can. For example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Diksha guru was Bipin Bihari Goswami, who used to smoke bidi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur once wrote a letter to Bipin Bihari Goswami that, my dear Prabhu, it is my humble request that it is not very appropriate for Vaishnavas to smoke. So can you please give up smoking? These are the letter that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote to his Diksha guru. Which means, in all said and done, he was probably not even at the stage of Nishta. Because Nishta is characterized by freedom from bad habits, Kashaya. He was not. But that does not mean to say that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's progress would be still less. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a Nitya Siddha, that's another point. But the point is, he accepted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as a Siksha Guru. Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. Like that.
There was a condition, no one can visit his
Bhaktivinoda. He must have mentally renounced him also. We do not know. He need not publish it in dandavats.com. Mentally, Bhakti Siddhanta Sahasrara Kaur, when Bipin Bihari Goswami used to come, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to pay obeisances. Bhakti Siddhanta Sahasrara Kaur was very young, he never used to pay obeisances. Once he pointed out that your son is not paying obeisances. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, I don't pay obeisances to Kanishtha Adhikaris. And Bipin Bihari Goswami looked at Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur with all humility said, he is right. Thus, although a blind uncle is better than no uncle, Srila Prabhupada wants discerning devotees to be careful to accept an Uttama Adhikari as spiritual master. Devotees are often apprehensive about judging a Vaishnava's qualification and advancement. Is such scrutiny not offensive? Is my guru whom I am going to accept, is he a Uttama Bhakta or Uttama Adhikari? They ask. Not according to Srila Prabhupada's comment above and not according to Rupa Goswami's advice in the 5th verse of Sri Upadeshamrita. Shushrushaya bhajana vignyam ananyam anyan intadi shunyam pradamim sitasanga labdhyam. So which means, he is telling different kinds of respect to be given to different Vaishnavas. So unless you evaluate, how will you show that respect, different respect? In fact, such refined discrimination is recommended and both acharyas advise that devotees cultivate it while always showing appropriate respect to all kinds of Vaishnavas. It is a mistake to automatically accept anyone who serves in the capacity of initiating spiritual master as an Uttamadhikari or Mahabhagavat. It is not necessary. Unfortunately, it is an error that is both widespread and even encouraged in ISKCON. The successive fall down of senior gurus is evidence that devotees exalted by wishful thinking may not be exalted at all. Spiritual masters do not become perfect souls. It is only, matlab, kash, oh, rahe. 225. Okay. Hey, just two slides more. Yes. Let's complete. Those slides ke liye chodenge nahi. Neither do they become perfect simply because they are supported by zealous neophyte devotees. Many devotees may follow them, that does not necessarily mean. The only indication of a devotee's degree of advancement is the presence of the discernible qualities that have systematically been described in the scriptures. Actually, at the stage of Ruchi, Asakti, they should start manifesting. Actually, at the stage of Nishtha only they start manifesting. Clearly. Therefore, one should evaluate Vaishnavas in general and spiritual masters in particular by the presence or absence of these qualities. But not the regular devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami advises devotees to use their intelligence to distinguish between Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. Such discrimination will help them select a suitable spiritual master. It will also help them evaluate their own position and avoid imitating devotees on a higher platform. The duty of all devotees who aspire for perfection is to seriously practice devotional service and raise their qualification to the topmost level. This is what it means to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Krishna glorifies devotees' untiring quest for perfection with these encouraging words. Which words? Can you guess? I am also going to guess. I also don't know which one. Krishna glorifies devotees' untiring quest for perfection with these encouraging words. I think Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma. Obi ho sakta hai. Let's see what. I think it must be Abhijit Sudaracharya and Chiprambhavati Dharmatma. Even though Jata Shraddha also is a perfect verse for that.
Kama-krodha-vimuktanam yatinam yata-chetusam abhito brahma-nirvanam vartate viditatmanam. Those who are free from anger and all material desires, all self-realized, self-disciplined and constantly endeavoring for perfection are assured of liberation in the very supreme, in the very near future. Shravanadi Kriya Tara Swarup. So, I think this is next chapter ka beginning. Anyway, so we will end here. And sorry for going over time. So, tomorrow we will start with the ninth chapter. So, tomorrow you three will not be there.
Ganganath Prabhu is here, then we
will answer his question. Ganganath Prabhu is there, we will discuss that point. But anyway, when you come back on Monday, we will recap whatever we what was as usual. That will be recap. So even if you cannot attend all the discussions, it's okay. You can always, if you have missed even 1 or 2 weeks, it's still okay. We can always sit sometime and you know, we can do a quick recap for 1-on-1 we could do. But keep coming. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj ki, Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani ki.